Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone in again this morning here to the Clay County Corner at the historic Clay County Courthouse right here in the middle of downtown Salina. I've got some great guests lined up this morning on some talking about some activities that are coming up here in the next few days, and just another great day here in Salina. And we'd like I said, welcome you all in here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. We come to you live and in living color every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And then this will be rebroadcast this evening, I believe, at 6 o'clock. So if you hear something you'd like for your neighbors to hear, let them know. Or, if you know, I know we have some folks that are busy working during the day, and they tune us in on the rebroadcast later on in the afternoon. And also, we want to remind folks that on the Del Hall Horizon website that these shows are streamed there, and you can listen to about any broadcast that you want to. So we'll remind you of that. Like I said, we've got a great show lined up this morning. We'll be ready to crank up with that just here in a few minutes. But right now, we'll take a little short break, and then we'll get back, get all relaxed, and lean back and take it easy and get ready for today's show.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
I lost my healthy 27-year-old son to influenza. Jacob wasn't someone you'd expect to die from the flu. He was strong, a martial arts athlete. After 5 weeks of fighting, Jacob died.
I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Each year, influenza claims the lives of Americans of all ages, including healthy young adults like Jacob. Ask about vaccination the next time you're at your doctor's office or pharmacy. Visit adultvaccination.org.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to once again welcome you back here to the Clay County Corner on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, as we are every Thursday morning here with local news. Hopefully some people with local interest here with us each morning, local characters and politicians, not politicking, but talking about their jobs sometimes. I spoke to Representative Kelly Kiesling the other day, and I think he wants to come down one morning and do a little rundown on the work of this year's Tennessee legislature, so we're looking forward to that, and that will be at a later date. Right now we want to remind everyone about the Birthday and Anniversary Club that is sponsored by the local Dairy Queen here in Salina, our grill and chill shop here. And we want to remind everyone again on the way this is set up. We have an answering machine here in the courthouse, and that number is 931-243-5574. And the Birthday and Anniversary Club is for the previous week's birthdays. Previous week. That is from today after the show until up until time for the show next Thursday. And if you call in, you know, try to make sure that the birthday anniversary falls within this date range. I know we have people that call in, and sometimes they will leave something that's 2 weeks in the future. I know I got one this morning for an anniversary for June the 13th, and that's you know, just a little bit outside this time. And also, that one forgot to tell the name of the husband. So if you remember doing that, you'll call back in with the rest of the information. And I know, like I said, if you call in and it's outside that week's time, if it's when it comes up, it is put on a list, and it'll be announced then. It will not be announced the week you called it in if it does not fit within that time period. So just remember that. And you are talking to an answering machine, and speak slowly, clearly, and loud enough until we can understand it. And, of course, leave the name of the person you're wishing to honor, and leave us a phone number that we can contact in case we can't hear the information. So just a reminder of those things, and that's kind of the way we operate the Birthday and Anniversary Club. And we invite everyone to call in, and we will get everyone that fits within that week's bracket, we'll get them announced that week. So just remember that. And we see we've got a couple of more things here. I'm sorry, I just lost my voice there for a second. sorry about that, but we're ready to continue. I'd like to announce a couple of things that are going on here in the courthouse and around the square and here in Salina the next this coming week. Up at Horse Creek Boat Dock coming up this weekend on Saturday night, that will be May the 30th, out of Horse Creek Resort, the 7th Annual Kevin Watson Memorial Fishing Tournament. And the purpose of this tournament is to furnish a $1,000 scholarship each year to some students at Clay County High School. And they said it would be Saturday night, May the 30th, and I believe they begin about 7 p.m. out of Horse Creek Marina. And this is an any bass species tournament with a 5-fish limit, which means you can catch smallmouth, Kentuckys, largemouth, but you're only allowed, of course, the limit of 5 fish. And it's a $25 entry fee, and all of this entry fee goes to the scholarship fund. Whoever wins it just gets bragging rights in this one. There's not any payback to the fishermen. But I think maybe they have set up a couple little side pots or something among themselves where they're going to give maybe just a little prize of some kind for maybe the biggest smallmouth or that type thing. So we'll remember that this weekend, and it's for a very, very good cause, the 7th Annual Kevin Watson Memorial Fishing Tournament. And also, we'd like to thank everyone for past weekend that we just had, Memorial Day. I think our Clay County Opry was one of the best that we've had. They were sitting outside on the courthouse yard, picking and a grinning last Saturday, and I had quite a few pickers and quite a few people. A lot of people came by to, of course, check out the memorial setup that was here on the square with the memorial crosses for all the Clay County veterans. And a lot of them would hang around and listen to the music for a while. So that was a great weekend. And then also on Memorial Day, we had our Memorial Day celebration where all of our deceased veterans were honored with the crosses here around the courthouse. And we had a program here with various speakers and had some presentations and that type of thing. And it was a very, very successful weekend here around the old Clay County Courthouse Square this weekend. Also, let's see, we got coming up another important event, and that is the 50th anniversary of the Cumberland River Hospital, and that will take place on June the 6th from 12 noon till 3 p.m., and that's over at the recreational complex. And I haven't seen a full program or anything yet, but a lot of county and state officials will be attending and serving hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, cookies, drinks. We'll have live music, some games, and door prizes. And this is, of course, all a part of the celebration of the Cumberland River Hospital, which has now been in business about 50 years here in Clay County. And they want to invite everyone out to join them with all of the seriousness and the merrymaking that will be going on that day. Okay, now I have my first guest here with me, and I think she's ready to say a word or two. Ms. Sandra Stewart from down at the... Sandra Stewart Wicks. Yeah, I have a problem with that when I have former students on that I was always used to calling the roll, and I would say Sandra Stewart then, and she'd say here, and she was here most of the time, best I remember. But she has since married and has a beautiful family, so we'll give her credit for all that. I'm sorry, Sandra. I do that all the time to my former students. But if you would, go ahead.
That's fine, Thomas. I still get called Stewart, and that's perfectly fine with me. I was here back probably in April, I think it was, but that's when I was just pretty much announcing that I was new to the job at the Clay County Senior Center. I'm still new, still learning, and we're having a lot of good things going on down there right now. I do have a monthly calendar that is in play now, so if anyone would like a calendar, I would love for you to send me your name and address, or you can call the center at 243-3467, and one of us will answer the phone, and we will get your information and get you a calendar mailed to you each month. We have various different things going on. Like this month, we've got, of course, every Monday and Thursday is Bingo Day. On Monday, everyone brings a small gift, pretty much valued at about a dollar or so, and that is the prizes for that day.
That was one of my mother's favorite days, I think.
I think everyone loves bingos on Mondays and Thursdays, and then on Thursday, the center furnishes the prizes. So that's always our two biggest days, and of course every day of the week except for Wednesday, and we're closed on Wednesday. We have our card players. They enjoy doing that, and then I'm trying to get some exercise going. I have guest speakers, like on June the 11th, Brandon Boone, our sheriff, is going to be there talking about the Yellow Dot program. That's something new. And he's going to be signing people up at the center. And, of course, it's for our senior citizens that day. I think they're going to be doing more throughout the county. Then we have blood pressure checks. But one of our biggest things on the fair is on June the 9th, is Senior Day at the fair. This year it's going to be a little bit different. The Cumberland River Hospital and Salina Care and Rehab are going to be sponsoring the Senior Day, and we're going to do an auction. This will be the first time that we've done this, and I'm really excited about it. What we're going to do, we're going to have an auction at 12:30. It's open to the public. Anyone that wants to come and bid is, you know, we hope that you come and do that. And then we're going to also need donations for this auction. So if anyone would like to donate any gently used items, that will be fine. New items will accept. We can do cakes, plates of cookies, you know, just whatever that you have. We will be greatly appreciative of it. Thomas just gave us a beautiful print this morning. I believe it was a limited edition.
A Paul Avon print.
A Paul Avon, and I've saw it, and it's beautiful. And I'm sure that will bring some pretty good bids. And also, Kelly Keesland is going to be there that day. He's hoping to be at the Senior Day with us this year, so we're excited about that. We will start the bingo at 10:30. Then we'll have lunch at 11:30, and then the auction starts at 12:30. And that 60 years and older or has a disability will come out and join us.
Okay, let's take a little break on that while the ambulance goes by. You want to? Okay, we'll be back just in a moment. We do need to slip in a word from one of our sponsors here.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obi to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.
Once again, welcome back to the corner courthouse here, the room here in the corner of the courthouse. We do this every Thursday morning. We have local guests with us talking about some of the things going on in the county. And this morning, I have Sandra Wicks here with me, who is talking about the auction they've got coming up on Senior Day down at the Clay County Fair. And we've got some folks coming up next to talk about the Clay County Fair. We may just open the book up and talk all the way through the book about what's going on here June the 9th through the 13th for the fair. And then, of course, we've got the Fairest of the Fair, which is May the 29th and the 30th. So we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about. And I do have Sandra Stewart Wicks with me this morning. Sandra, I think you were kind of finishing up about the auction. If there's some more things you want to talk about it, then we'll talk about something else for a few minutes.
Okay. One of the things that that I've not mentioned is if anyone wants to make a donation, they can either contact me at the center, again, at 243-3467, or Daphne Roach at the hospital at 243-3581, or Paula Boone or Jill Ballard at the nursing home at 243-3139. And if you need stuff picked up, just please, just give one of us a call.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the center down there. Now, how many weeks have you been on the job now?
I started on February the 23rd. So I've been there a few months. I've pretty much got my feet wet and learning quite a bit. And I'm really enjoying it.
Did you really have any idea of what to expect? Had you been around and watched the administration of it and some of the things going on? Or?
No. As far as the administrative part, I really didn't know what all was involved. Of course, we are sort of connected with the Upper Cumberland Developmental District, and there's like reports and things that I've got to do to send them monthly, which I finally pretty much learned how to do all that. And, of course, it's still a learning process. They had told me it would take me about a year completely, you know, get all of my training in, which I pretty much agree with that.
Well, I know the Clay County community building down there, I think that was probably the first community building, the only community building that we had in Clay County for a number of years. Do you know exactly? I can remember it being built, but I don't remember the exact year.
Seems like it was probably in the 70s. I can remember, you know, being in high school and it being there. But as far as going the exact year, I don't. I'm not for sure what even year the center actually started, that we got to start using it. Of course, it is a multi-purpose center, but we just get to use it for our senior center also. And we do rent the center out for activities and stuff, and it's just a small fee. So if anyone would like to, have any kind of function, birthday parties, reunions, family reunions, school reunions, it's just like a $35 charge, and that money goes directly to the senior center.
Okay. I know, at one time this was the only building in the mm-hmm. county that was a public building. I know a lot of folks could maybe, rent the K-8 gym or something for functions, but I know now with the women's building, I guess it's not hardly as busy as it once was, but I'm sure there's still a lot of stuff going on down there.
Yeah, there is. We still, I have probably average rent maybe at least once to twice a month for, various things, so that's always, that helps us. And one other thing, too, about the fair, the auction, all the money raised from the auction goes to the senior center. So that's something that we're really excited about, because we do, have to do fundraisers, especially if we want to do other events and stuff.
Okay, we were going to talk about that just a little bit. I know funding, I'm sure the Clay County Community Center, Senior Citizen Center, I'm sure they are funded a little bit by the county government.
We are.
I know you have to have that. And extra things you want to do, because I know once you've been there a while and you look around, you say, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. But that's not usually funded by...
No, that's some of the things that we do have a budget that we go by. But if we want to do like extra things, I like to, for us to be able to go to plays and stuff like that. And it would be my hope that nobody would have to pay for anything. But, sometimes we do have to ask for a donation, because it's not really feasible for us to be able to pay for everything, which we'd love to be able to do. But we do have some things under our hat that we want to be doing in the near future. As far as fundraising, I think we're going to have maybe a cakewalk. Like Thomas had just talked to me about maybe having a pitch tournament, and I think that would be a great thing to do, is do that.
I may be the champion down there. I have played one game down there, and I won. So I refuse to play anymore.
Back.
I refuse to play anymore.
Now, they're serious about their
yes,
card play.
Yes, they are. There are, of course, I think everyone wants to beat C.D. Reeser.
Oh, I don't know if anybody can beat C.D.
But everyone wants to, though.
Everyone probably wants
to. I know there's a couple of ladies there that think they're better than he is.
There is. I have several ladies. That is probably as pretty much card sharp as any of the guys down there.
I know, and I know we spoke a moment ago about the atmosphere down there. I think maybe that may have been surprising to you, the happy atmosphere mm-hmm. of our senior citizens when they gather down there.
Yes, I enjoy everyone down there. Everyone gets along good, and we just have a really good time. And I think it's very therapeutic for our seniors in the county to come and, be able to interact with other people and meet new people that they may not know.
And I know a lot of folks that come down, I know all the county offices are down there, and to renew all that kind of stuff. And most of those folks stick their head in, don't they?
Yes, they do. Our county officials
irregardless
are
of age.
Great. Yes, our county officials are great. Dale came and sat and talked with us one day, and, he just asked me if there's any questions about the county that anyone wanted to know. We had a special lunch on last Friday for Memorial Day and for Senior American Month. And Donna Watson come out and help serve. And so we just have the extension agents. They come out and they help us. So it's just like a big family down there, which that's one thing that everybody enjoys.
Well, Sandra, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and I did promise you I wouldn't make you stay the full hour.
I thank you for that.
And it's been a pleasure having you here, and of course we'd like to have you back again when you have another activity coming up, and fill us in on how you're getting along with your job.
I will keep you updated with the progress.
All right. Thanks a lot for being here with us. Right now, we'll take a little break, and we'll be back with our other guests.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to the coordinator for more information, 931-243-3139.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181. For Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here right now. We've got Dean Walden and Lois Turner with us, and they're going to talk to us about the Clay County Fire, which is coming up real quickly here. I think that this is one of the first county fires in the state of Tennessee, and hopefully we'll have good attendance again this year, and hopefully we won't have any thunderstorms or anything. Maybe we're getting those out of the way these next few days. So far they've all been amiss in us, but of course I think the fire just kind of holds them in here, attracts them to us when we have some big activity going on. But I think the Clay County Fire this year kicks off with the Fires of the Fire, and that is May the 29th and the 30th over at the Women's Building. And you want to talk about that a little bit, or introduce yourselves to us real quick here while we're here. Tell us what you do.
I'm Dean Weldon. I'm president of the Fire Association, and I do a little bit of everything.
On the other microphone.
And I'm Lois Turner, and I'm secretary for the Fire Association, and also I'm pageant coordinator for the Miss Fairest of the Fair Beauty Pageant.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Our participation, Lois, I know we have a decent participation, and I know you'd love to have more. Is there any way that we can get, you know, more young ladies interested in this? Have y'all come up with some new ideas, some earth-shaking ideas maybe to get some people out?
Well, this year our reigning queen, Jacqueline West, she went around to K-8 Hermitage Springs and the high school and visited with the students and passed out some information, actually applications. And I think that was a good thing because she wore her sash and her crown. You know, a lot of the younger girls, you know, really enjoyed that. And she talked to them about the duties and what all it was like to be Miss Ferris of the Fair and all that and the categories. And I think that was something new that we hadn't been able to do because some of the girls were in college and were gone a lot, you know, and wasn't here locally. And it just worked out that Jacqueline was able to do this for us this year.
Okay, just give us a rundown on the contest, how it's set up, what it's like, the age.
Okay. This year we're having this a little bit earlier than usual. We usually have it like the Saturday before the week, just right before the fair starts. This year we're having it May the 30th, which is this weekend, and our fair actually starts June the 9th, and we have our pre-registration, which is Friday night, the 29th of May, from 5 to 7 p.m., and this also is at the Women's Building, where the pageant will be held on Saturday the 30th at 3 p.m., and on registration day, you have to start registering at 12 to 2 p.m. Our Miss Ferris to the Fair contestants, who are ages 16 to 21, and you must be a Clay County resident. You must be registered by 1 o'clock because you will have an interview with the judges, and that would be at 2 o'clock. And also this year, we have added two new categories. Actually, we split up one category to make it a little more fair. We added a new category of Tiny, Tiny Angel, which is 0 to 8 months, and Little Tiny Angel, 9 to 18 months. And that kind of breaks it up some there because it's kind of hard for a zero-month baby, which I don't know what a zero-month baby actually is, but to a 29-month-old baby, and people say by then they could be walking or, I don't know, maybe saying something.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that the young one probably just based on how they look, not their speaking ability.
Yeah. You know what? My 1-month-old babies that I've ever seen, they just kind of lay there and are sleeping. You know, they don't do a whole lot. And a 29-month-old, they have more of a, they start their personality,
yes,
you know, smiling,
yes,
and things of that nature. Our dress codes for our 0 to 12-year-old is any appropriate dressy dress. It does not have to be a pageant dress. We don't require that. I know some pageants do, but we don't.
So, actually, you know, you're not judging dresses, are you?
No.
You're looking at what's inside those dresses. And,
right.
And sometimes dresses outshine what's in them.
That's true. We our three categories on our judging is beauty, stage presence, and stage personality. Beauty, of course, how they look. And
that is the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
Unfortunately, you know, that is.
Yes.
And stage appearance is, you know, how they look on stage. You know, do they hold themselves, you know, good? Do they walk good? And stage personality, do they smile? Do they have eye contact? You know, just in general, you know, and this all combines to a total score. You never know what the judges are actually looking for. And as being a judge myself, I cannot tell you for sure what I may be looking for at that time. You know, you just really don't know what other judges are looking for. So people have asked me, well, you know, what do the judges want us to do or what are they looking for? There's no way that I could tell anybody, you know, what the judges could possibly be looking for specifically that could maybe help them advance a little further.
Guess what? I have done that.
You've been a judge or a contestant.
Well, definitely not a contestant. But in a former lifetime, I actually worked for a national pageant company and traveled basically all over the country. And I was the sound technician and the ballroom manager. And I guess some of the folks over in Monroe County found out about that, so they invited my wife and I up there to judge their pageant 1 year. And it's a tough, tough job to do.
Yes.
And Let's talk a little bit about the state competition. I know we think, you know, the fair, that's here for Clay County. Well, it's not just for Clay County. They go represent us at a meeting of, I guess, all of the county fairs in the state of Tennessee, don't they?
Yes. This year there were 57 contestants in the Miss Fairest of the Fair. And like I said, that is 57 girls from all over the state of Tennessee. So, you know, our Miss Fairest of the Fair, she has a somewhat big responsibility because, like you said, she is representing Clay County. You know, and we have been proud of everyone that has went down there and represented us. And, you know, we've not always placed or we've not won, but that still, you know, they've always, we've always been very proud of every girl that's ever went. You know, they've been respectful to everyone. They've been graceful. I don't think any one of them we could have ever asked for anyone to have been any better than what we have taken with us down there. And we are so very proud of all of them.
And there's really no way you can tell the winner what to expect, is there? I mean,
No.
It's a totally new experience for them. And, of course, that's part of being, you know, a statewide Fairest of the Fair is how you can walk into a totally dark situation and make light there.
That's right. It may be somewhat intimidating, but I think it gives these girls that come from such a small county like Clay County a little broader range of what goes on out of Clay County. You know, there's more life than just Clay County.
Of course, that's not like it was a number of years ago because we make it all the way to Cookeville sometimes now.
Yeah. And, you know, and they, I know a lot of the girls, you know, after it's over with, they have told us, you know, well, I was nervous going down there, but they have met and made some really good friends out of all this. And they've all said that they've really been glad that they did go and they have done this. And like I said, we've all the pageant members, Dean, everyone, we've all been so proud of every girl that's went with us.
Okay, let's remind everyone again that the pre-registration, registration, those type of things, the administration day is May the 29th over at the Women's Building, and then the actual Fairest of the Fair competition then is the 30th there at the Women's Building, and we'd love to have the building full of contestants and spectators.
Oh, yes. The more the merrier, and if you are not coming as a participant, if you want to come volunteer and help us, that is very much welcome. And if you want to come, like I said, for rehearsal and pre-registration and you want to just come help, we're very glad that you could come do that. And, you know, whatever you would like to participate in as a participant or helper, you're more than welcome.
Okay. Let's take a little short break here, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the county fair itself here. So we'll take a little short break and get a word from one of our sponsors, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
I lost my healthy 27-year-old son to influenza. Jacob wasn't someone you'd expect to die from the flu. He was strong, a martial arts athlete. After 5 weeks of fighting, Jacob died.
I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Each year, influenza claims the lives of Americans of all ages, including healthy young adults like Jacob. Ask about vaccination the next time you're at your doctor's office or pharmacy. Visit adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to talk a little bit about the fire itself here in a few minutes, but right now we will go through our list of birthdays for this past week, and it's a fairly short list this week, but once again, we want to remind everyone that this is for the previous week, and you know, when you call in next week, this is for birthdays and anniversaries that will begin like on the 29th and end on the 4th. Remember those dates, and you know, if you do call in with dates out of those ranges, we do make a list and keep it, and they will, they will eventually be announced at the correct time. So just remember that when you call 931-243-5574 here at the courthouse, you'll get our answering machine. Slowly, clearly tell us all the information we need to know and leave us a number so we can call you back. But celebrating this past week, we have Maddie Watson celebrating a birthday on the 21st, and Kevin Donaldson on the 22nd. And then on the 25th, we had two birthdays, Roy Brown and Charlie Key. So those were on the 25th. So that's our list for this week. Maddie Watson, Roy Brown, Kevin Donaldson, and Charlie Key. We'd like to wish you all a happy birthday and many, many more returns. And folks, get us some more names in here. And we'll have more people trying to win this big birthday cake that the Dairy Queen's giving away. And you always want to remember the folks at the Dairy Queen, their breakfast they serve each morning, their $5 lunch deal during the day. And I think they've also got a $3 breakfast deal. They've got great salads out there, and they do breakfast a la carte. You can get whatever you want and get your eggs sunny side up, sunny side down, scrambled, ever how you want them. So just remember the folks out there and go out and patronize them. And once again, as we said, they are the proud sponsor of our birthday and anniversary club, and we'll draw out a name from these four here in just a few minutes, and we'll present them with a certificate. They can go over by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and pick it up and run out by the Dairy Queen and get a big cake. Okay, Dean, we want to talk about the fire a little bit. It's going to crank up here pretty quick. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this year.
Okay, thank you, Thomas. Of course, as you know, the fair begins on June the 9th. That's our first full day. And we will start off with Senior Day. I think we already have some information about that earlier.
Yes, with the auction for the seniors,
yes, uh-huh,
and all those activities.
And I don't know if you know about this or not, but we will have the people from the Kidney Foundation here. You can get a free kidney screening. And
what day is that?
That's the same day. On the 9th, uh-huh. They'll start at 10 o'clock. From 10 to 12, we'll be doing kidney screenings. And then invite all of you to come in and get that done, because it's a free service, and it's something that could be a benefit to you.
Yes, I mean, that, of course, kidney disease, we all know that it is a killer. And it, with early detection sometimes, that it's treatable.
Right.
And it's very, very important. I see also 7 p.m. that night.
We have wrestling. You can see a wrestling match, ladies and gentlemen. And,
now, you use that term pretty loosely, don't you, when you say gentlemen.
And all for the price of a $3 gate fee. So, and it's also a kids-free night, so the kids, school age, well, 18 and under, kids don't have to pay to get in, and they get a discount on the armbands that night as well, which the armbands are $15, which they're normally $18. So.
And this is the James Gang again this year?
The James Gang again this year, yes.
And they do have a pretty good midway.
They have a really good midway.
Of course, our age, then we really remember the wrestling, don't we? Because you had one of the first TVs in the community.
Yes, everybody came and watched the wrestling.
Yeah. That was a great socializing event
back in those days. And a lot of people still enjoy it. So come on out and let's fill up that building. And
I think, really and truly, irregardless what you think, sports or what else, it is a fun thing to watch.
Yes.
And people do enjoy it, and a lot of people still get into it and do the body slams with them.
Yes, they do. And so that's quite a bargain.
Yeah, that is on Tuesday night.
That's on Tuesday night.
Okay, what about Wednesday?
On Wednesday, we'll be taking in our exhibits in the women's building. That includes everything, quilts, and crafts, plants, garden stuff, garden vegetables, anything you grow in your garden or your orchard, and canned goods. And these canned goods, since it's so early in the year, they do date back to 2014. that would be bad, wouldn't it?
That can would probably be worth a hold on, no matter what's in it.
2014 beginning with June of last year up till now.
Oh, no, it is a little bit early for an agricultural fair, but there are vegetables that
have... There are vegetables out there. And don't think because you don't have a big pumpkin or a big watermelon or some big tomatoes that you don't have anything, because there's squash and early vegetables that are coming in now, potatoes and maybe a few green beans and cabbage, and there's stuff out there.
No, I'm looking down here at the women's department here on June the 10th. Vegetables, all of those type things. I don't know if anybody got any fresh green beans yet, or I think it's a little bit early for them yet.
Well, sometimes they do, because that's going to be a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know a lot of folks now have started the process we wouldn't have thought of when I was a youngster.
Uh-huh.
That is putting a grain of corn in a little cup and sprouting it in the garage and having it about half knee high when you put it in the ground.
Right.
And that type thing. But I know we've got, all the different fruits, jellies.
Yes.
The jellies, I'll take the losers. Can I have the losers?
We have a huge... array of stuff that you can bring, just about anything that you have in your cans at home or in your garden, just I don't turn anything away. Whatever you have, just bring it. And also honey and sorghum and eggs, that sort of thing, anything that's produced on the farm.
Okay, and I know that there are ribbons for this.
Oh, yes, ribbons and a little prize money.
And that where does that prize money come from?
The fair. The
fair board?
The fair board,
Does the University of Tennessee put any money in the county fairs anymore? I know at one time that was that was the funding part of it.
I think that's
probably gone away.
The university doesn't. The Department of Agriculture reimburses us partially for it.
I know at one time the University of Tennessee was a big contributor to all the county fairs.
Well, we don't get anything from them anymore, but as I say, it's a...
Budget cuts get everyone.
Yeah.
But there is a small stipend for those folks that do win.
There is, So we can't pay much, but people really seem to enjoy it, and they like getting those ribbons, too.
Well, bragging rights were worth a whole lot.
Right.
I had best jelly in Clay County.
Mm-hmm. Then we have, of course, there's the... photography department. A lot of people like to enjoy that. And
You know, I'd like to especially encourage everyone, because I know folks have pictures at home.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be a big 20 by 40 picture mounted, professionally mounted.
Oh, no, no. We don't want them professionally mounted. We don't want them to be framed. We want them to be, they can be mounted or just on a piece of cardstock.
You know, something to hold them where they can stand up and
so they'll
be
stand
seen.
Up, uh-huh.
And, you know, the scenery in Clay County is some of the most beautiful scenery in the world. And,
if you have
a picture, you know, a lot of us happen up on things that the sun is just right, and it's shining through a window somewhere or another, and it's a beautiful picture, and just a photograph or a collage of photographs.
Right.
Or I think, you know, with the printers we have now, you can pretty quickly turn out a 8.5 by 11 picture, which is a great size to judge
look
at.
Yeah.
And I know there's categories for kids, landscape,
oh,
building,
there's lots historical. Of categories, yes, And they can be any size, you know, they don't have to be an 8x10 or a big size. It can be small pictures, just whatever you have, just bring it on.
Okay, and also that day, the 4-H exhibits.
Yes, the 4-H exhibits are coming in that day as well. And we invite all the 4-H'ers to get their stuff in.
And also that evening, the 4-H animal demonstration.
Yes,
that the sheep. And
that will be over in the barn.
Right.
And Randall Kimes will be taking care of that. And I'm really not sure exactly what all that entails, but...
We do know Randall does a good job because he
does
win prizes
all
over the state of Tennessee with his kids.
He does.
And also, and I believe it's 7 o'clock that night, says the Bullwhip Rodeo.
Yes, the Bullwhip Rodeo, James Ashley. And James has got pretty good with his rodeo. He travels to a lot of different places and does a lot of other fairs besides ours.
Yeah, I know that's a great show, and that's all with the price of the $3 admission,
yes,
isn't it?
That's right.
That's really all you got to spend to come and enjoy the fair.
That's all you got to spend, the $3 admission.
And you can't beat that, can you?
No.
Okay, let's look at Thursday. Of course, now, during the day on Thursday, the exhibits are all open where people bring in their all those exhibits. And
well, no, the exhibits, they bring those in from 12 to 6 on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be judging. I usually have someone there judging on Thursday morning. And the judges come from, you know, some other counties.
And then they do stay on exhibit
then,
there a while.
Then they'll be on exhibit for the rest of the fair. And I'll mention this while I'm thinking about it. This is new this year. Pickup will be on Sunday afternoon. So you can come after church Sunday afternoon and pick up your stuff. Reason being, we have people who come to judge our fair. People from different counties come to judge our fair. And if they come in, a lot of times they'll come maybe 7 or 8 o'clock at night on Saturday night. And if people have already taken away their exhibits, then it doesn't look good for the judges. So I'd like for, if you can, to leave your stuff until Sunday evening. You can come back. You don't have to pay a gate to get in. I've had some complaints about that. And you can just, you know, everything will be there. We'll be there, and it's just much easier that way. And
we try to accommodate folks, don't
sure we? Sure we do. And most other fairs do that, so it's not something that we're just doing on our own.
Okay, we need to take a little short break here. We're going to run out of time. I was hoping we'd get through a bunch more stuff. We may have to have you guys back again, or we might you can line Dorothy up to come back maybe next week. I think maybe Susan will be here next week, and you guys come back and do a little bit more talking about this, because we've only got through a couple of days, and I know there's a bunch of other things going on. We'll talk about that just for a second when we get back, but right now we need to take a little short break, and we'll come back and give somebody a birthday cake. And we'll wrap up this week's live and in color program here from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee on WVFB FM 101.5 Kick Country. We'll be back in just a second.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obie to the latest handbags and accessories. Rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. This time we have drawn out our winner for the birthday cake this week, and our winner is Kevin. And I know Kevin needs some more ice cream. So, Kevin, if you will go over by the chamber building here sometime this afternoon, you can pick up a certificate. And maybe you and Jane can get a bite in front of all the grandkids, but they probably won't get much of it if you decide you want to share it. But Kevin Donaldson is the winner of our birthday cake today. And Lois, I think you had something you wanted to throw in just real quick here for us.
Yes, I have been asked several times there at the gate what this money goes for, the $3. And all the activities that are put on over there, that's what the $3 go for. We pay for all that. And also this year, we have installed lights over at the ball field, and we also put up a new scoreboard. So all that money that we take up there at the gate, the Fair Association puts back in to the fair or the carnival and over there at the park. So none of us are paid employees. We get nothing. And I'd just like to kind of clarify that at some point.
Well, that's a question. You know, people are, I don't know why they think that if you volunteer to do something, there's some kind of ulterior motive. But sometimes we get that. But, you know, all the money that are made here, it goes back into our system. I know we look down there, we've got a great activity center down there. We've got a great arena. We have things going on, baseball, softball game just about every night. And as someone said, I live up on the hillside there, and I come down and see a lot of them. A lot of them I look out and see what's going on. And it's great to see the activity here in Clay County. And if it's, you know, $3 a night to help pay for all these things, you know, that's...
Now, all the money we make goes back into the park, of course.
Okay, Susan will get you a couple of you guys on next week and finish this up. But, you know, there's Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
Yeah.
I think Thursday night's one of the big things is the youth ATV and dirt bike rodeo. And sometimes those things do go on maybe to 9 or 10 o'clock.
I'd like to say something about the Century Farms dinner.
Yes.
The Century Farm, and just in case you don't know, it's somebody that owns a farm or land, at least 10 acres of the original farm, that has been in their family for at least 100 years. Now, I would like for anybody who hasn't contacted me to call me at home. My number's in the paper. We have it on the community calendar in the paper. And you're all invited to a dinner and a little program at the fairgrounds at 6 o'clock on Thursday night.
Well, you know, any kind of program we have going on here in Clay County, you know, of course, everyone in Clay County needs to support it no matter what it is. And, you know, wholeheartedly support it and volunteer to help when you can. I know you ladies will verify the fact that you never have enough people for any event that we have. And so we have all these events going on all summer long. I've got my magnet here for you. It's got a listing, but we're about finished for the day. And we appreciate having you here. And we, like I said, I'm sure we'd try to get you back maybe next week and finish up on what's going on with the fair, because we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on those days down there. And ladies, it's been a pleasure having you here. And you know, get out and support the pageant. Get out and support our Clay County Fair. But we'll sign off with that. And as always, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.